from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. 50 to 60 tech jobs are coming to Iroquois Falls by the end of the year at a pair of data centers being built next to the cogeneration plant. Owner Validus Power had construction equipment arrive today, right before the official announcement. CEO Todd Short says his company will also be working with the municipality on energy-saving projects.
You know, in the pool, your curling club, your ice rink, there are some very unique energy plans that we can do to reduce your energy consumption, increase efficiency.
Also coming is a reforestation project that will give Validus carbon credits. It's time for an update on the clock that couldn't tell time. We told you last week about the clock in the Millennium Arch Tower at Hollinger Park. As you're driving by today, you'll see that now it works. Ward 5 Councillor Corey Robbins says troubleshooting tips from the manufacturer are working, at least for now. If the clock goes back to the time when it didn't work, new parts might be needed. Oklahoma now has the toughest abortion law in America. The governor has signed a bill that bans abortion from the moment of conception, with the only exceptions being a threat to the mother's health, or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest. Its passage comes just weeks before the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to overthrow the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which guaranteed women the right to choose. That would throw the issue back into the hands of state governments. The BC government is launching Canada's first province-wide lung cancer screening program. It's aimed at people most at risk, those who have smoked for at least 20 years and are between the ages of 55 and 74. The goal is to detect lung cancer far earlier than usual to provide patients with a better chance of survival. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in Canada. In addition to all the bicycles and other items you would expect, there's a diamond ring going up for sale on Saturday, June 11th, at the annual Timmins Police Auction. We have a description of the ring on MyTimmonsNow.com. If you can prove that it's rightfully yours, Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says there's still time to get it back.
In the absence of that, we're going to act in good faith here and dispose of property that has been in our possession for over 90 days. And we are now legally allowed to dispose of this property by means of an auction.
Viewing begins at 8 o'clock the morning of the auction, then the bidding begins at 8:30. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.